Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On Thursday night, Champagnat Catholic will be headed to the state championship for the sixth straight year. They'll play a really good Trinity Christian team from Jacksonville. That'll be Thursday. Then Friday night, the big one between Chaminade also making its sixth appearance. The Lions lost out to Trinity last year. We'll get a chance to go against undefeated Tampa Berkeley Prep, and that's on Friday. And then their Saturday game, the 1A contest, Hawthorne, who last year lost to Baker, will take on Madison County, who always travel. So a great first weekend, and somebody who's excited about it and been kind of like been planning for it is Ryan Zorns from visittallahassee.com. We're kind enough to for him to join us this evening. Ryan, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday night, and a very exciting time for you guys.
Yeah, this is a very exciting time, and I appreciate you taking the time to have me on here tonight. We're really looking forward to hosting these six great teams up here in Tallahassee for the 1, 2, and 3A state championships this upcoming weekend.
You know, Ryan, when you take a look at the fan bases, obviously Champagnat and Chaminade are smaller schools, so they don't bring a huge amount, but they do bring. And a lot of them will exactly come up on like a Wednesday and spend it right through Sunday, which is a win-win for you guys because you not only get to show off a great facility and Gene Cox, which they refurbished over the last couple of years and made into a first-class facility that everybody uses throughout the course of a year, but also a lot of the businesses and a lot of the events around the area are really open-armed about bringing in not just South Floridians, but everybody that's coming from around the state.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a really exciting time for us. Whenever we get to host any type of championships here in Tallahassee and show the best of what Tallahassee has to offer and get to see some amazing football on the field. But this is huge for our community. It brings a lot of folks from all over the state. We've got teams coming from all corners of the state here for these three games this year. But it's really big for our community to be a part in this state championship series and get to host the 1A through 3A state championships for the third time in a row up here.
Yeah, and I'm looking back at last year when they had all eight, throughout the latter part of the week, which was amazing as well. And at Doak, Campbell, and that's the one thing that I mean, I said that over and over last year. I thought that the job that everybody, in your organization and just throughout Tallahassee did, throwing out the red carpet for everybody was amazing. I mean, it's, not a tough thing, not an easy thing to do. And at the same time, you guys were kind of like, you're kind of like fighting that Chamber of Commerce because you had kind of cooler weather. I remember for the Thursday game with the wind chill, it was kind of cold. Yeah, but you seemed to pull it off real well. You had some really good games. You had some really good competition. And everybody kind of like made that a destination for the entire week because when you look at it, a lot of people from South Florida, I mean, I mean it's 450, 460 miles away, so they don't get up in that area. Talk about that because I think that's a great thing too because, through the years, Tallahassee has become more than a capital city. It's become a destination. It's a lot of history. historic landmarks, a lot of progressive things outside of FSU and Florida A&M. There's a lot more going on.
Yeah, there absolutely is. And you know, here in the sports world, we love to see folks coming here and see us as a sports destination. That's really a big driver for us. But the trend we're seeing, you know, and we're seeing it in youth sports, we're seeing it in pro sports, we're seeing it all over the country, is people are just so anxious to get back to being able to see their friends play, see their family play, and get out to these sporting events. So even last year, you mentioned how cold it was last year up here at Doak Campbell Stadium for last year's championships. But we saw great turnouts, and we saw people that, you know, stayed in town for a few days. They made a trip out of it if they're going to come all the way from, you know, somewhere that took them a full day or even two to drive up here. They're going to make the most of it. And so as the host in that role, we really want to show visitors what all Tallahassee does have to offer, because a lot of people know that Florida State's here and they know that the Capitol's here and that Florida A&M is here as well. But we feel like Tallahassee has a lot more to offer and a lot more amenities and attractions for people to really, you know, take that one-day trip or two-day trip and make it into a long weekend.
No doubt. Ryan Zorn's joining us. Visit Tallahassee.com is the website. You can go there and check out everything that's going on over the next week or so, as well as a lot of events that are coming up. Because, you know, let's face it, if you have a Thursday game and you say, you know what, I took off Thursday, so I might as well take off Friday. So you stay up in the area for a few days. And as you mentioned, I mean, there's a lot. The one thing that there is throughout, you know, I know because when I was up, there's a lot of festivals. There's a lot of, you know, flea market type things. There's a lot of fruit and vegetable type of markets, things that, you know, you don't get a chance to see in bigger cities that in Tallahassee and some of the suburb areas. I mean, it really is a lot of fun. It kind of takes you, even though you're in the same state, sometimes you don't really feel like you are.
Yeah, it definitely does have that that southern charm to it. And we do like to show off that, you know, we are unique and sometimes we offer a different experience in different places in Florida. We know that we don't have the sandy white beaches that you can find in a lot of other places in the state. So I think we work really hard on looking at what can we do to offer folks coming from out of town some entertainment, you know, if they're coming here for whether it's the state championships or maybe coming for a school visit or whatever the case may be. We are really proud. We have some amazing parks here in Leon County that folks really gravitate towards. A lot of great hiking and bike riding and things like that. A lot of great outdoor pursuits. We are expecting better weather this week coming up, so hopefully that trend continues, but it should be pretty nice. But we also know, you know, this is a family event, and we hope to see a lot of families up here supporting their kids up here playing in the state championships. We do have a lot of different museums here in Tallahassee, whether it's the historic Capitol that sits right in the middle of downtown, or the Tallahassee Museum, or the Riley House. But all that information and all those different types of attractions, like you mentioned, are on our website at visittallahassee.com.
Awesome. Tell everybody how they can follow you on social media, because I know you guys are on social media as well, and maybe there's some things that they could check out over the next day or two that may pique their interest.
Yeah, absolutely. We do have a Visit Tallahassee app, so if folks are visiting and looking for things to do, the Visit Tallahassee app is just a very mobile-friendly platform that has a lot of the same information as our website. Our Facebook is also Visit Tallahassee, and then our Instagram is Visit Tally. And they're really active on there, showcasing, you know, different things in town, whether it's the emerging brewery scene or other events that we have going on throughout Tallahassee this week. It'll all be there on the website.
Good stuff. Ryan, I appreciate you, man. I hope all our teams and their fans have a great time. I know they will. It's a great place, a tremendous destination. And thank you again, because I think that everybody kind of benefited in a great way from listening to you. And if they're headed up there, or if they're headed up there just for maybe part of a vacation, you kind of sold them on a place to kind of visit for a few days.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking forward to hosting next weekend and this weekend and having everybody up here. And we just hope everybody has safe travels on their way getting to Tallahassee this week.
Good stuff. Ryan Zorns from visittallahassee.com. Great stuff. And if you're going up there this weekend, don't forget, check it out. Visittallahassee.com. That's a pretty decent deal.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever,
or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.